Good morning, WTAW News Time is 8:05, and it's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush is still in a Houston hospital this morning, and well-wishers concerned with the condition of the 41st president have a way to pass on their thoughts and prayers. Tracy Payne at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum says they've received hundreds of get well cards from all over for the recovering president.
I know he appreciates everyone's thoughts and concerns at this time. He is apparently in good spirits. He's still feeling fairly well and says that he's not planning on going anywhere soon.
Payne also says anyone wishing to send a get well card can address it directly to the president in care of the museum, and they'll forward those cards on to the Methodist Hospital in Houston. If your lights have ever gone out in your house, your first inclination is to call the city directly, but next March, customers of College Station Utilities reporting a power outage or another problem will have a new phone number to dial. That's part of a change approved by the council earlier this month. CSU Interim Director Timothy Crabb says the old system, which allowed a maximum of 14 calls at one time, will be replaced with unlimited calls by using call centers in Dallas, San Antonio, and Georgia.
When it's just one customer, the dispatcher would be able to call them back immediately, because when we just have a single customer out, we normally call them to get them to check their breakers. Probably half the time it's a customer problem and not something that we need to send a truck out on. So we'll walk them through, have you checked your breakers, have you checked this, have you checked this, before we send a truck. But if there's multiple outages, we'll be able to react and send a crew out that direction.
Crabb says the 14 phone lines that will be freed up can be moved to other city departments or be dropped. As another holiday shopping season is becoming a memory, so was another lost opportunity to collect sales tax from online companies. State Representative John Rainey believes the state of Texas has done all it can to open that revenue stream.
It's up to the Congress to pass a bill that will allow states to collect sales tax. There have been several bills that have introduced, one in the House and one in the Senate, and we thought there was maybe some action during this lame duck session, and I think the fiscal cliff has overshadowed and probably stopped it from taking place.
As for the fiscal cliff, Rainey says the state has to worry about picking up more unfunded federal mandates. And speaking of, GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell says congressional leaders are set to meet with President Barack Obama today about the fiscal cliff standoff. The Senate met yesterday. Speaker Boehner says the House will reconvene on Sunday evening. Unless lawmakers come up with agreement, automatic tax hikes and spending cuts will go into effect on New Year's Day. The State Fair of Texas is taking donations to help build a new Big Tex. The 52-foot-tall cowboy and fair icon for 60 years burned down this year due to an electrical short. Insurance on the tall Texan fell well short of the estimated $600,000 it will take to rebuild him. Information on how you can donate can be found at www.bigtex.com. And finally today, heads or tails. That's how a city council race was decided yesterday. Jeanette Crabb was declared the winner of the Seguin Council seat after her and her opponent Ben Amador tied in a runoff election. So the mayor of the town near San Antonio flipped a coin to end that deadlock. Crabb called tails, if you're wondering. WTAW News Time is 8:08 and it's 46 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Merry Maids. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best in the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store in the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Get incredible year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Plus, take an extra 15% off everything, plus free financing. See store for details. It's the final days of the end-of-year event.
Hey, it's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
For today, we'll have cloudy to occasionally partly sunny skies. It'll be breezy, high temperature well up in the 50s, and tonight cold with clear skies and dropping down to 25 to 30. A mostly sunny, cool day coming up on Saturday, up between 50 and 55 then. A few clouds around tonight, upper 20s, and to close out the weekend on Sunday, we'll do so with some sunshine and a few clouds and temperatures near 55 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so continuing this conversation about Best Buy, I mean, being in trouble. And again, the guy who used to own it says he may take it back. He may take it back as a private company. Huh. But what happens is people go to Best Buy and they look around at things that they then go out and buy online later.
Mm-hmm. I've seen people do it on their phone in the store.
Yeah, I know, really. Called showrooming. That's what they call it, showrooming. And that chain blames it in part for the fact that sales have fallen in 8 of its last 9 quarters. However, its site was one of the 3 most visited over Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, interesting. We'll see. But, I mean, you're right. They've got a plan. Have you ever seen anybody wheel out a dishwasher from Best Buy? I mean, I haven't. I just don't know. I guess they might do it. But they, you know, at least the one here, they use up, I don't know, 10% of their floor space or more with the refrigerators.
I bought a fridge there.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You happy enough with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Get that customer protection plan, did you?
Somebody at the Shoppatorium somewhere else upset me, so I went elsewhere.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, so you got that going
on. I gave them the flying fickle finger of fate.
There you go.
I'm going to Best Buy.
There you go. It's 8:12. It's Friday. It's time to see what's going on in the city of College Station. Colin Killian's here this morning. How are you today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Had a good Christmas, I hope.
Absolutely. The best ever.
There you go. Is the city open today?
The city is open today.
All right. So not just the trash guys and gals. Huh?
No. Yeah. We're only off on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and it's back at it.
Okay. You'll be closed on New Year's Day, I guess, right?
Correct. We will be closed on New Year's Day. Sanitation, there will be no sanitation or recycling that day. Sanitation collection will be collected one day behind that scheduled day, and then that means that Tuesday and Wednesday's recycling will be collected on Wednesday, and all other days are normal.
Gotcha. Okay. So. All right. Yeah, and we got a guest today.
We have a guest from the College Station Police Department, Dennis Bain, and he is here. He reminded me he's not here to tell people what they shouldn't do.
Okay.
These are some New Year's tips about what you should do to stay safe.
I got you. Dennis, good morning. Welcome here.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay. We're going to play Jethro Trivia. You ever play Jethro Trivia?
Yes! He's happy. I could tell he was excited.
Yeah. I've listened to it.
Okay, so you know it. All
Yay!
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know, Colin, have you played before?
I've not played.
Oh, okay. So here we go. All right, it's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative. What was that?
Hey. I made a mistake. I was pulling something in here.
Okay, it's our oddly informative little news quiz. It asks a simple question. Fun to play and easy to win. There's no gambling, especially since we're dealing with a police officer today. Today's topic is art imitates life. So here's what happens. We'll ask the question and... Kevin, you can answer first, and then Jordan, you'll answer, and then we'll have Colin. We'll have Bruce answer, and then I said Bruce again. Dennis. I'm
sorry. Dennis.
We'll have Dennis answer, and then you'll answer because you've never played before. Oh, what that? Yeah,
I've
that's
never
true.
Played
okay,
before.
Okay, he's played silently. All right,
yeah.
That's fair enough. We'll let Dennis play last. Okay, all right, he'll answer last. All right, so here we go. Here's the story. Now, with Lincoln's biopic a big hit in the theaters, ABC developing a new historical sitcom based on the early life of whom? Was it A, Steven Spielberg, B, a person who drove a Lincoln, C, Justin Bieber, or D, members of Congress when they actually got along with each other? Once again, is it A, Steven Spielberg, B, a person who drove a Lincoln, C, Justin Bieber or D members of Congress when they actually get along with each other? Okay, Kevin.
Members of Congress when they actually get along with one another.
Of course, Jordan.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go, D.
Oh, okay. Wow. Colin?
Well, did they ever get along together?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't imagine they did.
Well, yeah. I'll go with the fictional series of Congress getting along.
All right. Okay. D. All right. Dennis is going to be unanimous or got,
yeah.
got another
well,
thought?
Well, I really don't want to, but I'll go along with it. Just...
It's Justin Bieber. It's Justin Bieber.
Hello?
No, you can't play.
Hello?
Okay, there we go.
I mean, Justin Bieber, we're going to have a biopic about Justin Bieber. He and his executive, his manager will be the executive producer. A family-centric comedy that revolves around the future pop star's unconventional upbringing and his awkward teenage years. And, of course, he's the only one who ever had awkward teenage years. Mm-hmm. All right, 8:15, let's find out what is going on in the city. So I guess we're trying to keep us safe for the new year. Is that the idea?
That's the idea.
We kind of have to go along with that, but, yeah, we hope you do that. Yeah.
Well, it's same thing every year.
Yeah.
New Year's is coming up. People are going to party. They're going to have a good time, and we just want them to be safe so they can see you next year.
You know, now it's on a Tuesday. Is it different when it's on the weekend or when it's later in the week than if it happens early in the week? What's your experience been when the day off, whether it's, in this case, New Year's, that holiday, that party night, happens earlier in the week? Does that make Sunday night different or anything like that?
No, not from past experience. When I first came to this area, it confused me that Thursday night was a party night.
Oh, okay.
See,
now, where'd you come from?
I don't know if I should say.
It's okay.
I'm near Detroit.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was going to say you talk like you're not from around here. No, the idea is you got out of Detroit, right? I mean,
actually, I got stranded here.
Oh, did So now, what do you think? What do you think when people say, "Man, it sure is cold outside. It's 30 out there."
Yeah, I miss home.
Do you?
Yes,
yeah.
I miss
okay.
Home.
Well, I understand.
Christmas, there should be 4 or 5 feet of snow.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Shoveled a few of driveways and stuff, right?
That's
right.
It.
Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway, just some common sense and some things that people need to think about, right?
Exactly. The first thing is, if you're going to a party, always have a designated driver. There's a lot, myself included, I don't drink.
Okay.
So there's always someone that doesn't drink.
All right.
So have them drive for you. If you're throwing the party, don't let the guests mix their drinks. You know, the more drinks they have, the more alcohol goes in there.
Right.
And it's always the salty snacks, makes you thirsty. And don't push the drinks on people. If they don't want to drink, don't make them drink. They can have a good time without consuming alcohol.
They celebrate differently than you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that makes absolute sense. And just as always, be aware of your surroundings, I guess, anytime, especially if you're in an area that you're not used to being in. And that goes for here in College Station as well.
Well, if you're going out to parties, you know, it goes back to the old thing, don't leave your drink unattended. If you walk away, someone just might be messing with you, think it's funny, or there might be someone that's actually trying to do you some harm. Take your drink with you.
There you go.
And especially like in the bars and clubs, take it with you. Walk
gotcha.
Around with it.
All right. Now, if there's a loud party near you, what do you suggest citizens do?
That they call us. They don't go over and try to take care of yourself. I mean, if it's like a real close friend, like my neighbor, yeah, I'd go over and talk to him, but we're good friends. Lots of times that escalates things because, remember, there's alcohol involved.
Sure, right.
And it might not be the neighbor that you're speaking with.
Right.
Okay, it might be one of the guests that showed up. So just call us. Just because we're going over, it doesn't mean they're going to get a ticket. Okay? We'll get things quieted down. I understand that, okay, it's a holiday and that you're partying. You know, but you still have to respect our people's rights. They might not be partying.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Appreciate
you. You bet. Visit with folks. You got anything else?
Well, Christmas tree recycling.
Oh, yeah. When does that start?
Encourage them to leave their trees at their curb on their scheduled brush collection day.
Mm-hmm.
By 8 a.m. on that day, make sure you remove all the ornaments and accessories, and we'll pick those up for you and make mulch and compost.
That's a good
for
thing.
Our parks.
Right. Absolutely. If you want any more information about any of the stuff we've talked about, what's the website?
CSTX.gov.
All right, very good. Thank you, Colin. Appreciate you coming in this morning. Visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
11th hour deal. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. Fiscal cliff talks are down to the wire. President Obama and congressional leaders meet at 3 p.m. Eastern today for a last-ditch effort to broker a deal. The 11th-hour strategy carries enormous risk because it leaves no room for error. The hope is to extend current tax rates for income up to $250,000, extend unemployment benefits, and delay spending cuts. It's getting tougher to find a place to legally take a cigarette break. More companies are banning smoking not only inside but outside their buildings. The number of adults who smoke is dropping. Last year, 19% puffed away, down from 23% in 2001, but the threat of secondhand smoke continues to fuel the growth of smoking bans. Million-dollar homes sold well in 2012. Sales rose by 9% in the first 9 months of the year compared to a year ago. Low mortgage rates are a reason. The futures are in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial is down 61 points to 12,942. The NASDAQ dipping 13. The S&P 500 down 7 points. Jen Ursulo, Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're nine. It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start. From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Sperm whales produce a material called ambergris, a prized ingredient in perfumes because of its earthy smell and because it enhances other fragrances. Since hunting the endangered whales became illegal, perfume makers turned to a substitute called sclareol from a type of sage plant. But growing the plants and extracting the chemical costs a fortune. Now a fragrance company called Firmenich reports in the Journal of the American Chemical Society that they've isolated the gene for sclareol, inserted it into bacteria, and used the bacteria to make vats of the substance inexpensively. In other news, a compound called succinic acid made from petroleum is a critical component in plastics, textiles, and drugs. Now scientists at Rice University report that they've discovered how to make it out of soybeans, a resource that's cheaper than oil and also renewable. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Now this is rather incredible. Now losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to MyActivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. MyActivate.com or 800-465-4411. All right. We all realize that we can't be an expert in everything. We all have our talents and we all have our weaknesses. And actually, it's that very fact that makes life so very interesting now, isn't it? But sometimes things can be carried too far, and people don't stop to realize that because someone's very good or even an expert at one thing, that doesn't make them expert at everything. Sometimes, as in this story, it can really hurt progress. Now, let me give you a few examples. There was a fellow back in the 4th century B.C. who believed that, like most of the authorities of the day, that the earth was flat. The sun and the moon and the stars all revolved around the earth. Like I said, it was a common belief at the time, except that when this teacher said it, well, it pretty much became law. See, he was so highly revered that no one questioned it. Now, one ancient Greek named Democritus, believe it or not, came up with the idea that the world was actually made of very small particles called atoms. Well, no one could see them, so the main forces of the day, especially one fellow, poo-pooed the whole idea. And the whole notion of atoms, well, they just fell into the realm of fantasy for another 2,000 years. Oh, I can go on and on. Now, why am I bringing all this up? Well, it makes a wonderful point, especially when I tell you who and why. Everything I just told you, all of the misconceptions of science, all came from one man. A man so revered in his field that his statements and theories were never questioned. Not for nearly 2,000 years. Now, I'm not kidding, folks. His influence was so strong that he literally set science back almost 2,000 years before people started to question the obvious. That's a little-known fact that while he was certainly one of the greatest philosophers of all time, the man known and loved as Aristotle didn't know squat about science. But in such reverence was his other work held that most of the educated world considered it near heresy to even question his ideas. You see, almost single-handedly did the great Aristotle set back science for nearly 2,000 years.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last, quit last!
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, Coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M back at home after the Christmas break to take on the Black Knights of Army at Reed tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Half-price holiday hoops will apply to that game. 4 o'clock tip time, 3:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. Never played Army before in basketball. Went back to see about the Air Force and Navy. Any games against those two? Well, we played Air Force in Lubbock in 1960. Played them again in Vermont in 1978 and in Nashville in 1983 and won all three games. A&M's played Navy one time and played them in Houston in 1956. Black Knights, by the way, are 6-5 overall. They're 4-0 at home this year, 1-4 on the road, 1-1 neutral games, 2-1 in their last three, 3-2 in their last five. Last game was against Rosemont, and they won that one by a score of 90-48 before their Christmas break. So it's A&M and the Black Knights of Army tomorrow afternoon at Reed Arena, 4 o'clock tip time. Again, our broadcast at 3:30, half-price holiday hoops on this one. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Okay, so I'm just listening, and that means that A&M has played Air Force a few times. And they played them in Lubbock once. I mean, does that mean there was a basketball tournament in Lubbock at that time?
That's what it sounds like.
Or did they say, we'll meet you halfway? I mean, you know?
It was a neutral site game.
I don't know. Well, again, 1960, things were different then. I mean, there's not any doubt. That's a long time. It's 50 years ago. So there were different things going on there. But I can't imagine that going to Lubbock for a basketball tournament was something that was maybe even a recruiting tool or would cause people to think they want to be there. All right, sure, diet and exercise are important to good health and a long life, but...
Good morning, Kenny, 95.
Hi there, how are you? Yeah. But equally important, just remember, equally important could be whether or not, how you answer this question, is it a pleasure for almost everyone that you are alive? Is it a pleasure for almost everyone that you are alive? Being helpful, patient, and kind is directly related to health and longevity. Think about your oldest living relative. Chances are they did not go to aerobics class, didn't eat low fat or high fiber all their life, but odds are that they were a person who was nice. Solid research shows that relaxing and enjoying your life and helping others enjoy theirs is a great medicine for you in your life. I mean, think about that. That's a pretty interesting concept. All right, while you're in ringing in the new year on Monday night, the last thing that you might be thinking about is dental health. But here's some things to think about anyway. If you drink wine, choose red over white.
Really? For your teeth?
White wine is more acidic than red wine, contains more sugar, making it more harmful for your teeth in the long run. Researchers say contact with white wine erodes the protective enamel, making your teeth more sensitive to cold, hot, and sweet food.
Huh.
If you're choosing to drink hard liquor, the opposite is true. Opt for lighter or clear liquids to avoid the high sugar content. After drinking, you should brush your mouth with water. Okay? Brush your mouth with water before you brush your teeth. Brushing after drinking alcohol can damage the tooth structure. So rinse your mouth out first. Eat some cheese. The mouth naturally becomes more acidic after eating to aid digestion. Cheese keeps your mouth less acidic and therefore healthier for your teeth. Cheese also coats your teeth with calcium and prevents the demineralization. So could you like just slather Velveeta on every morning? How would that be? And sugarless gum really can help prevent tooth decay when you can't brush. So Trident, I think, did an ad campaign on that. You know, when you can't brush, then chew Trident.
Yes.
There you go. Sugarless gum may help you with that. So there you are, a teeth healthy New Year's Eve celebration for you.
There you go. WTIW News Time is 8:31, and it's 46 degrees still right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up in just a few minutes after the news. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. While George Herbert Walker Bush remains in the ICU of Houston Hospital, the library that bears his name is helping well-wishers reach that former president. Tracy Payne with the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum says they've received hundreds of get-well cards for the president and will continue to take them in.
We will forward on any cards that we receive to his office in Houston. That's what we've been doing since Thanksgiving.
Payne says the cards and letters can be addressed to that president and mailed to the library here in College Station. January 8th begins John Rainey's first full term in the Texas House of Representatives, and he's hoping it gets off to a fast start.
It usually begins pretty slow, they tell me, which they also tell me that freshmen get tired of sitting around until committee assignments are made.
And, I got you.
So hopefully they'll make those committee assignments a little quicker than they usually do, because there are some things that have to take place through Appropriations Committee before the 1st of March to fund some things that were left over from last session.
Sure.
Rainey says state lawmakers also have to keep an eye on Congress because of the possible impact of what he calls unintended consequences costing the state money. Customers at College Station Utilities are supposed to get faster service when a new phone system is activated next March. The City Council recently approved trading equipment that's 11 years old for employing a company that mans three call centers. CSU Interim Director Timothy Crabb says this will add no city employees, but will improve the efficiency of those currently employed.
In fact, this frees up our dispatchers to do what they need to be doing, and that is routing crews, calling in people to do the work, and more or less monitoring what's going on in the field. So it's actually, this would be a great advantage to us.
There will be a new phone number to report those outages, which will go to call centers located in San Antonio, Dallas, and Georgia. The city's first-year cost of that will be $29,000 plus 25 cents for each call. The widow of a military veteran killed when a parade float was struck by a train in West Texas has filed a wrongful death suit. Catherine Stouffer is seeking unspecified damages in the suit that was filed yesterday. Her husband, 37-year-old Gary Stouffer, was one of four veterans killed last month in that Midland accident. Lawyers for Planned Parenthood are asking a Texas state judge today to force the state to keep funding the organization's preventative health care for poor women. The Republican-controlled legislature doesn't want any money going to doctors or clinics affiliated with the organization, however. But Planned Parenthood says the new rules that take effect on January 1st are unconstitutional. And just back from a shortened vacation, President Barack Obama is set to meet with congressional leaders today, with just 4 days before the government goes over the so-called fiscal cliff. If Congress and Obama don't act, the president doesn't act. The Senate met yesterday, and the House is set to reconvene late Sunday. And lastly, the Austin police officer who helped stop Charles Whitman's 1966 sniper rampage from atop the University of Texas Tower has died. Houston McCoy fired two blasts from a shotgun to bring down Whitman, who killed 16 people during nearly 2 hours of terror on the UT campus. Wayne Vincent, president of the Austin Police Association, said McCoy died yesterday in the rural West Texas town of Menard. McCoy was 72 and had been battling terminal illness for the past year. WTAW News Time is 8:35 and it's 46 degrees. More news all day long online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggielandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When you celebrate this new year, celebrate lower prices at Specs. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has Texas' largest selection of champagnes and bubbly. Specs is also known for thousands of wines from around the world and a colossal collection of fine spirits and liqueurs. Everything from your usual to the exotically tempting. And to all the hopheads out there, Specs is your hard-to-find headquarters with over 300 beers available. Get to Specs now and check out all their gourmet foods that will make you the host with the most. So grab a glass and raise it high, because when you combine a selection of this magnitude with Specs' lower prices, you've definitely got something worth shouting about.
Specs, wine, spirits, and finer foods. World-class service, that's all about you.
Shop Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you.
Shop.
Cheers to savings.
Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally. Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
For today, we'll have cloudy to occasionally partly sunny skies. It'll be breezy, high temperature well up in the 50s, and tonight cold with clear skies and dropping down to 25 to 30. A mostly sunny, cool day coming up on Saturday, up between 50 and 55 then. A few clouds around tonight, upper 20s, and to close out the weekend on Sunday, we'll do so with some sunshine and a few clouds and temperatures near 55 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
837, a cattle ranch in Texas swears by a secret ingredient to make its beef juicier. That's right, it's beer. The Texas T. Kobe Ranch in Wallace, not far from here, pours beer into the hay that its cows eat. The ranch says the yeast in the double IPA helps promote digestion, improves the flavor and the texture of the herd's meat. Beef comes from a partnership with a local award-winning brewery, St. Arnold Brewing Company. Texas T. follows the tradition of the Kobe-style beef, a method of herding developed in Japan that raises hormone-free beef cattle. One of the most expensive types of beef, often considered a delicacy.
Yes, it is.
$100 a pound, it can cost that much. Japanese ranchers often massage their cows and feed them beer to reach the ideal flavor. Gene Terry, who is the owner of the ranch, says his cattle prefer the beer-soaked hay to the regular kind, and he probably don't massage them, but I don't know.
You know, that's what I tell Allison all the time is I'm just trying to be a Kobe beef cow when I'm drinking my beer and ask her for a massage.
Exactly
she
right.
She won't do it. Yep. She doesn't get on board.
Have you got bales of hay in the living room? Or
I'm going to do it now and pour beer on it.
I bet you don't.
Just drink the beer. It's a whole lot easier, and, you know, that way you don't spill it and mess it up and all that kind of stuff. All right. Did you know that 60% of the population have different size feet? I had no idea. Okay. Out of that, out of those people, 80% of the time, the left foot is the one that's larger. Why? Well, 80% of the population is right-hand dominant, and righties use their left foot for leverage. That foot gets more exercise, thus slight variance in size, length, or width. The most common variance is about a half a size and may not be necessary to mix or match shoes to really get a comfortable fit. In most cases, even adding a small insert can do the trick with feet that are of different size.
I do that.
Do you?
Yep.
If your left foot is really big, you may need to be fitted with a mismatched pair of shoes, and many stores will charge you their cost for the second pair. Wow. Or about 50 or 60% of the retail price.
So you just have to find a friend that's got the opposite foot.
Yeah.
Of course.
I've always wondered if that's why I get holes in my left sock first.
Well, again, maybe you need to put that in your profile on, you know, your social network page.
There
you go. What your right foot size is, what your left foot size is, and see how that works. Okay. See, it works out. Okay, a gun spotted at a Jacksonville, Florida movie theater yesterday afternoon turned out to be lunch. Police evacuated the theater after receiving reports that a man had entered with a shotgun. Detectives interviewed the person. Turns out he was trying to sneak a sub sandwich into the movie.
That's a really big sub sandwich.
I was going to say, when in the world would we mistake a shotgun for a sub sandwich? Nonetheless, patrons allowed to get back in the theater. And I guess he got in really, really a lot of trouble probably for that because of what happened. Hey, Ford is going into a three-year, $6 billion expansion plan. They made the announcement yesterday.
You mean the one that didn't take the bailout?
That's the one. They'll add 12,000 jobs nationally. In fact, 2,300 of those in Michigan, and that'll happen next year. A variety of Michigan car and parts plants will see $773 million infusion next year, which aims to upgrade facilities currently operating over 100% capacity and increase the production of them. The investments represent promises made to the United Auto Workers during contract negotiations in 2011. The company official told the Detroit News the company is on track with all its commitments to ensure that Southeast Michigan's manufacturing facilities can support our aggressive growth plans. Well, good news for Michigan then. And we had that yesterday or a couple of days ago? Vermont and was it Maine are the only two states that lost population in the last census. Only two states in America that lost anything. All right. Oh,
be interesting to see what that right to work in Detroit does now.
It does in the state of Michigan, how that does change that. So Taylor Swift, I just found out who she was like last week. I know. 60 Minutes had a profile on her. And when I saw her, I went, oh, okay, that's Taylor Swift. Yeah. I'd seen her, but I just didn't know. Anyhow, her Red Christmas album, apparently number one out there, spent the holidays in Australia. But her album is its sixth non-consecutive week as the number one album on the Billboard 200. T.I., who is T.I.? Somebody help me.
He's a rapper.
He's a singer.
He debuted at number two, Trouble Man, Heavy is the Head. All right. Bruno Mars, I've heard of him. He's number
three. I like
three
Bruno Mars.
Bruno does okay. Number four is One Direction. That's the kids from Great Britain, is that right?
That's the manufactured band from Simon Cowell because he needed to find a way to make more money.
Yeah, because he's not making enough. It's like the 2012 version of the Monkees. And number five album out there is the Christmas album by Michael Bublé. So
I like that Michael Bublé fellow.
Yeah, he does all right. So now we talked about this yesterday, and now they have released the video of this 33.5-ton aquarium that broke open in the Shanghai shopping mall last week. They had sharks and fish and turtles of mine, and it injured 16 people. What happened is, you know, they're not saying how it broke, but the problem was that this was 6-inch thick acrylic glass that it was made of, and when it broke, of course, it just sent those things flying out all over everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the aquarium animals obviously died. There were three lemon sharks and a number of fish. But, I mean, it's pretty spectacular and falls in real time in about 2 seconds.
Yeah,
I mean,
it explodes.
Yeah, just so, again, don't know exactly what might have happened. Smashed several adjoining cosmetic counters and sent the water flooding out into the street. The mall says they're not going to build another one.
Yeah, well, that's right. Smart idea. I wonder if there was a sign up that said, don't tap on the glass.
Yeah, and again, you know, yeah, that's right. It was that it. It was that last tap that did it.
Some little five-year-old kid tapping on the glass.
That's right. They told you not to do that. So is evolution taking on a different view from what we thought it was? Scientists and the rest of us have always presumed that evolution was a gradual process which just occurred slowly over hundreds of millions of years, but now there's a new study that suggests that early humans actually evolved in fits and starts due to rapid environmental changes. See, Al Gore knew even before he was born and invented the Internet that it was going to be the environment that made the difference. They've analyzed sediments in lakes in northern Tanzania. Scientists from Penn State and Rutgers concluded that the climate change altered the landscape back and forth from a woodlands to a grassland 5 or 6 times over 200,000 years. And so what that did is that changed the food that was available, which meant the diet changed, and as a result, what you had to do to acquire enough food to eat. The result could have increased brain size and cognition, changed the locomotion and even social changes, mm-hmm. in other words, how you would interact with each other in a group.
Right.
Several factors may have triggered that climate change about 2 million years ago, including the sea temperature and the Earth's movement around the sun. Any change in the amount of sunshine, they say, for example, would have altered rain patterns, and so that is going to cause the plants to be different. The research points to the importance of water in arid landscapes like Africa. Graduate students doing the project. The findings conflict with the Great Drying, which was an event that basically dried out all of Africa. Now, obviously, to say rapid when we're talking about evolution, that's probably thousands and thousands of years. But what's interesting maybe is that we didn't evolve at a continuous pace, is what they're saying, the scientists. Rather than that, again, fits and starts, going faster, going slower. All right, here you go. Keep this in mind for January 1st. If you've got a nasty hangover from New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. here's what you do. This is what you consume to make it better. Asparagus.
Aspergus?
Really?
Yeah. I like asparagus.
I do too, but I'm just not thinking about that on,
yeah.
you know,
9 a.m., yeah.
yeah. According to Cosmopolitan magazine, amino acids and minerals in asparagus will help get those toxins out of your body. Well, why can't you just rub it on your skin then? Alleviating the headache and the nose.
Would you really want to do that?
No, I really wouldn't. I really would. So there you go. And also, it's a good diuretic, which will help you get the alcohol out of your system in other ways. And thanks to that and other benefits that you'll experience, plus just the boost in overall health. So, I don't know, maybe check the grocery-torium today and find out if it says hangover cure under the asparagus. Because that stuff generally is not cheap.
That's it. That's the only one. That's your only option is asparagus.
I've also read you could, like, drink a cup of cooking oil before you go out drinking.
Oh, God.
I was going to say just a trip to my favorite Mexican restaurant usually
helps. Oh, that'll work, yeah.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Shop now for great after Christmas offers. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 30 to 50% off bed and bath. Save 25% during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Save 25% on social dresses and separates. And take 50 to 80% off fashion clearance. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
It's Macy's Week of Wonderful.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center. We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
Hey, about 12 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. And we thank Jordan for sitting in this morning.
Absolutely.
That way Kat could sleep in, take a day off, take a day off. All right. Here we go. Holiday dress codes, what to wear in that party. Do you actually know what you're supposed to wear? Because I was looking at something. Well, we got their functions to go to next week while we're in Dallas for the Cotton Bowl. And so, you know, and they tell you what the dress code is. So here's what the dress code is. If it says casual, you can show off your style in dark skinny jeans, leather leggings, or a miniskirt.
Really?
I would.
I can't wait to see that,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, really. Right. Basically, anything is in play. A big trend of dressing up is looking shiny, but there are lots of options, too. Ladies, red silk tops, sequin T-shirts, that kind of thing. Cocktail means that you wear the little black dress, okay? Jumpsuits are okay. Formal, this is a little trickier. You have to either wear a formal cocktail dress, elegant, nothing short, or a long gown. And if it's black tie, then you know that means bring it all out. You'll need heels, jewelry, the fancy hairdo, the flawless makeup, all that stuff, black tie. So that's how you do that.
I don't remember seeing anything at the Cotton Bowl that said black tie.
No. Well, again, they know they're media pond scum. We don't dress like that. So we'll see what happens. James Taylor, did we do this story that James Taylor was approached to play Abe Lincoln?
He had tried to get the job,
yeah.
And they said, yeah, no.
Don't think so. Well, you know, pretty interesting. All right, people who died. Remember, we needed to do that.
Yes.
Going to do that for the next few days here till we get to the new year. We left off in May. Donna Summer, age 63. If you'll remember the disco queen, Last Dance. I don't know what else. But anyway, lots of glitter. Robin Gibb, one of the Bee Gees. With the falsetto voice, he was 62. Ray Bradbury wrote a lot of stuff. Illustrated Man, Fahrenheit 451, Something Wicked This Way Comes. 91 years old. He died in May of last year. His science fiction and fantasy transformed his childhood dreams and Cold War fears into telepathic Martians and lovesick sea monsters. Vidal Sassoon, if you remember him, he was, all that cut, wash, and wear, hair type stuff. Adam Yauch, is that right? Helped make the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, he was the Beastie Boys. I can't remember his last name, though.
Yeah, Y-A-U-C-H. Anyway, 47 years old. In June, these are the people that died. Rodney King, boy, remember that? 1991 videotape of his beating by L.A. police officers sparked the some of the most destructive race riots in U.S. history. Accidentally drowned, they say.
But his wife is saying probably not.
Yeah. So Richard Dawson, if you remember him, he died in June of last year or this year at the age of 79 from Family Feud, and he was in Hogan's Heroes before that. Nora Ephron, 71, one of those people who was a writer and then actually started writing movie scripts. When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle, a couple of the ones that she did. And July, Andy Griffith at the age of 86. This was a guy who, you know, much like Dick Van Dyke, people just loved him on television. He made an entire career out of just being himself. 86 years old. Ernest Borgnine died in July at the age of 95.
And he was a decorated war hero.
Yeah, and I remember seeing an interview with him when he was about 93, and he was just telling stories about growing up, and he remembered the names of the people who lived next door when he's like 3 and 4 years old. I mean, just incredible memory, incredible stories that he told. Sally Ride, 61, if you'll remember her, blazing a trail as the first American woman in space. Sherman Hemsley died last July at the age of 74. Remember, they kept him above ground for a while. Died in El Paso. That's where he was living, El Paso. Chad Everett, the star of Medical Center, Went on to appear in some other stuff, Mulholland Drive and Melrose Place. He was 75 when he died. And Gore Vidal, author, playwright, basic commentator on the way the world is, he died at the age of 86. So that takes us up until August, and we'll pick that up on Monday. Okay, so let's say you drive and you're drunk. Okay, not a good thing. Let's say you end up parked in somebody's yard. Again, not a good thing. Well, David Blood III, that's his name, ended up in Bill Wilson's front lawn. And you may not know who Bill Wilson is, but he was the founder of AA. Everett, Vermont is where it happened.
Well, if you gotta,
yeah,
that's
I guess.
The place.
Police were called, obviously. What's also interesting is that Donald Blood was a guest in Mr. Wilson's house. So, I don't know. Apparently, it served as a meeting place for treatment groups. It wasn't clear exactly from the police report what had happened. The Wilson home was built in 1852. It was the birthplace of the co-founder, Bill Wilson, who's now deceased. The building is a place of sanctuary where people come. My thought is if you've gone into the AA meeting and you're drunk, they'll know it first.
Above all else.
Yeah, but again, parking in the lawn. And again, I'm sure they'll lift him up and help him through his shortcoming or fall from grace, if that's what's happened there. But, yeah, kind of an ironic story that that would happen in his front yard.
There's big sale at half-price books. Big sale at half-price books.
Hurry to half-price books' biggest sale of the season, the extra 20% off everything sale. Going on now, ends Sunday. Don't miss it. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Simplify your life with a totally free checking account at First Victoria National Bank. There's no minimum balance, no monthly service charge, and only a $50 minimum opening deposit. Plus, you'll experience the added convenience of free online banking, free online bill pay, free mobile banking, and free e-statements. Now that's totally free checking.
Hi, I'm Glenn Duhon, the Banking Center Manager at First Victoria in Bryan on 29th Street. We would love for you to stop by and open a totally free checking account today.
First Victoria, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till. No question that there was one company above all others that was crowned as the retail king in online shopping. Amazon came out on top once again in the annual Holiday E-Retail Satisfaction Index, which measures how happy customers were with their shopping experience. Eighth straight year that Amazon has come out with the top score, scoring 88%, 88 out of 100.
Wow.
Which is not bad. L.L. Bean came in second with an 85 overall. QVC and Vitacost each had 84. A few big names fell from grace. Apple dropped 4 points down to 80%, its worst ranking in 4 years. Dell dropped 4 points to 77. JCPenney took the least improved crown with about 78%. Apple's score represents a stumble given the usual focus that they have on the customer experience. And again, as people have wondered aloud, now that Steve Jobs is dead, will the focus not quite be exactly as it was? We'll see how that works out. Anyway, and we talked about already, JCPenney struggling on many levels, and this one probably doesn't help. There's a growing trend for hospitals to end their relationships with fast food chains. Seems counterintuitive that hospitals and cafeterias would have anything to do with high salt or high calorie fast food. But the complicated relationship really dates back decades when McDonald's popped up in hospitals from New York to Iowa to California with leases as long as 30 years. Hospitals found the long-term agreements appetizing from a financial standpoint, and many patients and visitors and staff have appreciated the availability of something that was inexpensive and something that was familiar, but again, not necessarily the most healthy. Last month, after a two-decade stint, hospital officials at the Truman Medical Centers in Kansas City announced the closures of the McDonald's on that site, saying its presence was sending an inconsistent message. It's located right next to the revamped cafeteria that touts the low-calorie food, obviously. It's the fifth health facility in the last few years to give McDonald's the boot. The long-term leases continue to make it difficult for a medical leader like Cleveland Clinic to get McDonald's out. But as those leases expire, more facilities expected to end their relationship. A 2011 survey found that some hospitals have as many as five different fast food outlets within the hospital.
That's a huge hospital.
It really is. Wouldn't have thought. Yeah, really. Well, they're not liking Matt Lauer out there. I mean, I don't know why he should care. He's making $25 million a year in salary, but TMZ reports that he's not a happy guy. Sources tell him that there's gossip. They're talking about him behind his back, that he was the one who forced Ann Curry.